Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. What is going on in Washington, D.C.? We've got the latest from former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, John Asagura, and former Assembly Majority Leader, William Horn. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, John Asagura, and the former Assembly Majority Leader, after a long absence, we are very pleased to have him back, William Horn. So both are with Strategies 360. It is a pleasure to have you both here. And Mr. Speaker, let's start out with you. Man, what in the world is going on in Washington, D.C.? This reminds me of Obamacare getting passed, where three senators held up Senator Reid and finally got what they needed to get Obamacare passed. Now you have two United States senators holding up the Biden administration's plans. Your thoughts?
Well, Sam, it's great to be back. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate it. And good to see you back after vacation. I would never underestimate the folks back in D.C. of getting things done. I know it seems crazy, right? Things have kind of come to a screeching halt, but deadlines and debt ceilings and those kind of things make people come together. To come to some solutions on the House side, I would never underestimate Nancy Pelosi's ability to bring people together and get things done. And on the same side, of that coin, in the Senate, Senator Schumer, learned his craft from our good senator, Senator Reid. So I wouldn't underestimate their ability to get it done.
Well, what's interesting, William Horn, is that, in both parties, we see this split between the moderates and the centrists. How do you see this playing out? Because, this is going all the way down to the election cycle in 2022.
Thanks for having me on, Sam. Great to be on after a long absence. Much of what John said is true, and I think that, history holds out that, eventually, even though we see, it seems like a greater rift between those positions, between moderates and those to their right or left, they always seem to manage to get this done. And I see that occurring now. It seems like pressure seems to be the ingredient that makes it soup, right? And I believe that they are going to come together and get this done. Is it going to be the product that each one of those factions wanted at the end of the day? Not likely, but it will be something that will keep the American economy and such moving forward.
Okay, so the debt limit, I think it's just a foregone conclusion because there's always the hubbub in the media about the debt limit, but everybody knows you've got to raise the debt limit. Otherwise, there would be such a crisis that nobody would be reelected if that were to occur. But it's kind of funny, and because you guys both have been involved in so many negotiations over the years, to hear Democrats saying, well, Senator Sanders wanted $6 trillion, so $3.5 trillion really isn't that much by comparison. Does that make you laugh? I see you smiling right now.
Yeah, well, it's funny because I think one of the things is, we always tend to navigate toward the number instead of what's trying to get done. You and I, John, have been at this for a very, very long time. And so we've seen those numbers tick up over the years. But at the end of the day, it's what's trying to be accomplished. I think it's what eventually everybody's going to be focused on, not so much that dollar amount, even though it's not unimportant. It certainly is. But as you stated, Sam, this has to get done. There's no other option. We've never not gotten that passed. And one way or another, we're going to get it done and meet our obligations.
Mr. Speaker, the amount of time that a president has to establish themselves and get something done used to be 18 months. They actually had breathing room when they first got elected, and the opposing party would let them do what they ran on. That went away a long time ago. Now, it's not even 18 months till the election, and the Biden administration is riding on what they can actually say they accomplished. I mean, the governor's race in Virginia is being played out in this way.
Well, yeah, absolutely it is. And I think the governor's race in Virginia is a bellwether, at least at this point in time, for how things may go, a year from now, a year and a half from now. That race is unprecedented money. I've heard numbers, crazy numbers, like $70 million on each side. that they'll spend on that governor's race. And that's a lot of outside influence coming in as well. But I think the thing that President Biden has going in his favor, to answer your question, is he does have those deep, long relationships. He's been a DC insider for a long time. And I think that you'll see that come to fruition here, as he calls in those friendships to try to get some stuff done here. I mean, let's not forget that what the Democrats are trying to do is an unprecedented investment in our, in our country. So, I mean, big things take a lot of work.
These things are so huge that you have to go back to Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society to see the kind of changes that would occur. One of the things I've talked about on the program, and I talked about with our congressional delegation over the last couple of weeks in D.C., was it seems to me that childcare is the thing that makes the most sense to me in terms of a big thing that could be accomplished that is so needed. Because if somebody is making $17 an hour and they're spending $15 an hour on childcare, why go to work?
Yeah, I agree. Family leave, childcare, those are issues that have really risen to the top through this pandemic, right? I'll tell you right now, my son is at home in the other room, and hopefully he doesn't come walking into the camera, Sam, because he has to, his class is quarantined right now. And, my wife is off taking the other two children to do, the things today. So it's a challenge for everyone, really a challenge for those that, like you mentioned, that are on the lower end of the income scale. And so I think those are absolutely two things that could get bipartisan support especially based on, you know, what everybody has gone through over the last 18 months, 2 years with the pandemic.
Lederhorn, inflation. You talk to anybody in business right now, and they will tell you, despite what the federal government may be saying, there is not just inflation, but huge inflation. And in talking to some people behind the scenes, they were telling me that they wouldn't be shocked to see numbers going up to where they were in the 80s. And that would mean, you know, mortgages potentially in a double digit. Do you look at this and think the same thing?
Yeah, it, you know, you'd have to be, you know, living somewhere else not to be concerned as the numbers are rising. You know, you have, you know, the social infrastructure needs to be in place. It's harmful to, you know, if you don't have it in place for middle income and lower income families. One of the things that, you know, I've said before, you hear others say, you know, how expensive it is, you know, to be poor, or and even in middle class, when, as you say, you know, you see inflation ticking up, everything becomes more expensive. And those burdens on the middle class and also those making, as John said, you know, $12 an hour, even, you know, $15 an hour, it's going to impact them more than, you know, your upper middle class and higher. But even then, you know, you're going to see those mortgage rates go up. You're going to see things like, you know, groceries and fuel prices, et cetera. And it all trickles down throughout the entire economy. So absolutely, it'd be a concern to everybody. It should be.
All right. Well, especially to Democrats running for election in 2022, because if all those numbers continue to go up, that is not going to bode well for the Democratic Party, I am presuming.
Is that to me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Feel free to duck if you want, but
no. Whenever, particularly when the party in power, has numbers like that, or any other type of negative things happen, it tends to impact them more so in that following election, and this will be no different. Now, that being said, I think there's plenty of opportunities for the Democratic Party to get their hands around this and bring a win out of it. You know, they need to pass these, you know, these important bills that are currently being debated in Washington. The infrastructure bill, for instance, it's not only just impactful to Democrats, but Republicans, because Democrats and Republicans occupy those very jobs and professions that will be called to bear to fix our roads and bridges and other infrastructures throughout our country. And that, in turn, will trickle to money being poured into the economy from your, you know, down to your local grocery stores, to your retail stores, et cetera. And even simple things like taking a weekend vacation. They have this opportunity to get this done. I believe that they will. And I think that impact of inflation can be blunted.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with this great panel right after this timeout.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on 2 floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Osagira, the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, William Horn, the former Assembly Majority Leader, both with Strategies 360. And let's talk, Mr. Speaker, about the fact that at this point in time, the biggest voting bloc in Nevada is not Republicans or Democrats, but independents and nonpartisans. Now, let me throw out this premise, that those independents could be Democratic independents and Republican independents and Democratic nonpartisans and Republican nonpartisans, but still the fact that they are not aligned with the specific parties, how does that concern you?
Well, it's interesting, and I think you're right? We're at like 35% nonpartisan registration now that exceeds both the Democrats and the Republicans. I think most of that, though, is probably from the hyperbolic nature of, you know, the divisiveness of the two parties at this point. And people are just kind of fed up with that far right, far left kind of mentality, and they want something more in the middle. And so that's how they're registering. It could also be partly because we have done a lot more towards registering voters, and people don't know what they are. Like, I'm going to put down I'm nonpartisan because I'm a down the middle guy. But, you know, you've always tried to go towards your base and try to make sure that you secure those folks that identify the same as you. Now it becomes more difficult because those nonpartisans, you're not sure exactly where they sit. So the nonpartisan voting base will be critical in this next election.
William, it's always said that the number of people we're trying to reach with all this advertising that comes down the pike is less than 5% towards the undecided. Does this make that pot of undecided even larger?
Possibly. You know, it certainly could. I think John raises a good point that, you know, you may have a good chunk that of voters that are uncertain of where they land. But as you stated at the beginning of the segment, that, you know, some of them are probably Democrat nonpartisans and independents or Republican nonpartisan independents. And I think that methods on targeting those voters isn't going to change much, at least not in Nevada. The issues will still be, you know, kind of what they have been in the past, and they will show themselves at where everybody is on election day. And again, so I think that while that number seems to be bigger, and I think it's important to note the growing number of nonpartisans and independents, I think it just simply shows that Nevadans are in this place that we're down the middle, and show me a candidate that I can get behind regardless on their party affiliation. And if they have policy issues that I can support, I'm going to do that.
Boy, that sure would be a change from what we've seen in the last few election cycles.
Yeah, you know, there certainly has been this, you know, growing tribalism, but, you know, and this anecdotal, but, you know, conversations that I have, you know, I do hear people talk about, you know, I have become disillusioned with, quote, unquote, my party because, right? And so, but I always tend to vote for the person. And I think to a significant portion of the electorate, I think that this, this tribalism thing is going to become weary, and they're going to show as much at the ballot box.
John, you know, is this another effect of term limits? Even though term limits have been around a long time now, as William was saying, you know, people want to vote for the person, but, you know, where they knew Bill Raggio or Joe Dini for 30 years, they no longer know their people. over this period of time. Is this another effect of term limits? I mean, you saw the recent poll the Nevada Independent did, and you know, at this point, Catherine Cortez Masto is barely doing better than Adam Laxalt, and she's been in office as Attorney General, United States Senator for years. You would think that with all her works, especially her outreach into rural Nevada, that her recognition would be much stronger.
Well, so a couple of things I think that we've been hitting on here. One, you know, election is a long ways away, you know, and people have short memories. So that's a couple of things. So we don't, you know, it's a snapshot in time what we're talking about today. But, you know, a year from now, who knows, right? Nobody knew there was going to be a pandemic. You know, nobody knew that 9/11 was going to happen and the whole world would change, right? Like, things could happen in the next year that could change all of this, what we're saying. But to your point on term limits, at the federal level, there's no term limits. So I would say that, you know, that is an effect of people just tuning out anymore at the federal level. At the state level, though, Sam, I am, you know, very concerned. We've done some analysis on this, and you know, a lot of the leaders are moving on. A lot of them were termed out. A lot of the folks in the legislature were termed out, and people are looking for the next office, you know, deciding not to run. Our analysis on this is, you know, the average tenure in the state legislature may be one term after this next election. So there's so much turnover. You know, and quite frankly, it just gives guys like me that are there on the government affairs lobbying side more influence. And I think that's exactly opposite of what people want. They want their elected representative to have the influence. And so, yeah, I think it is scary. And I've never been a proponent of term limits. And this is the reason why.
Well, let's just say before we go to break here. So that puts lobbyists like yourself, who are long timers, and a governor in the catbird seat, whereas the legislature becomes less material. Let's take a break. We'll come back with this great panel after this timeout.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with John Osagira. He's the former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, and William Horn, former Assembly Majority Leader, both with Strategies 360. William, I talk to business owners all the time, some of my clients, some of my friends, and they are all still struggling to get employees. We've seen a big change in the major casinos in Las Vegas where automation has taken over quite a role there. But, you know, how are we going to get people back to work at this point in time? What do you think is going to be the thing that moves people away from staying at home and collecting unemployment and going back to work?
In my opinion, you know, I believe that, you know, and everybody's not going to necessarily like this, but in some regards, it's going to be increased, you know, hourly rates. It's going to be increased salaries in doing this. And we mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, how expensive it is out there with inflation, et cetera. I believe that this is highlighting in some segments, in some sectors, that wages are too low. And so that in itself, there have been other places to where they've raised those minimum wages, so to speak, and they haven't had difficulty you know, filling vacancies in restaurants, for instance. Those who have taken that step haven't seemed to have that problem. And so I know it's a tough deal for a lot of these businesses that are coming back online after a tough last 18 months in doing this. But there were some help for them as well in those PPP loans, right? And so I think it's going to be, you know, a shared burden in that regard.
All right, quick answer, Mr. Speaker. You know, as we come back, you know, we are going to see inflation because of these increased wages. So $15 an hour minimum wage is pretty much out the window. Where do you think the minimum wage, real minimum wage, is going to end up being by the time we get to Election Day? $25?
No, I don't think so, Sam. I think there's a combination of a wage around that $15 range, but with the increased benefits, you know, what we talked about already, the leave, the, you know, insurance, those kind of things that are important to people to sustain their daily lives. I think a combination of those two things makes it work.
All right, and that's where we got to leave it. Gentlemen, thank you both so much for doing this. We appreciate it, and we'd love to have you come back soon, okay?
Great. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Kenny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.